I'm ready. If you couldn't preach, I guess, after that song. That's a good singing. As the old saying goes, if that won't ring the bell, there's something's wrong. The book of Ephesians. Let's go to Romans 5 first. I had this thought I want to preach on tonight all last week. The Lord laid it on my heart, and I just kept thinking about it all week. I've been thinking about these portions of Scripture and the thought for several years, but I just hadn't been able to get what the Lord wanted me to preach, and you brethren know what I'm talking about. And this week the Lord gave me a thought. I sat down yesterday morning and jotted down a few things, and so we trust that this message will be a blessing to you, will be a strength to you and a help to you, to each one of us. Romans chapter 5 and verse 8. But God. But God. We can quit right there and go home. Be blessed. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. In Ephesians 2, verse 4, but God. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us. But God. Our subject this evening is when God butts in. When God butts in. And I got to sitting there just to thinking, you know, of the many ways in my life when God butted in. And I want to bring some of those things out here. This is my testimony. You know, when God butts in, he changes things. When he butts in, things happen. When he steps in, things get to moving. He intervenes on our behalf. When God butts in, he arrests us. My wife's testimony was, when she was saved, she said, the great sheriff of heaven arrested her. And I imagine all of us that are saved by the grace of God knows exactly what that means. But he's got to butt in, as a lot of these scriptures will tell us as we go on here. So when God butts in, he changes our plans. He puts a halt. He puts a halt to our plans. Isn't that right? We needed somebody to break in on our behalf. Because every one of us were in captivity to the devil. Every one of us. But praise God, he butted in. I didn't want to hear that I was a sinner. I didn't want to hear that I was a sinner by birth. Amen. and that I was a sinner by choice. Most people don't want to hear that. I didn't want to hear that I was dead in trespasses and in sins. I was talking to a young girl Sunday. And I asked her, I said, when was you saved? And she said, well, she said, I have always been saved. She says, from the time I was a baby until to this very day, it's just been a gradual thing with me to where I am now spiritually. And I looked at her and I said, well, I said, that's the reason that I preach that salvation is 100% by the grace of God and not of works. You see what she was trusting in? She's trusting in her works. I didn't want to hear that I was without hope. Sinner doesn't want to hear that. I didn't want to hear that I was without God. That I was without strength. And unable to save myself. I thought I was doing a pretty good job. No, I wasn't too bad a guy. Bad enough. But myself personally, I didn't think I was that bad. None of us did, probably. In my best state, I was altogether vanity. I was worthless. I was less than nothing. Boy, I can remember old brother V.A. Turner. He'd stick out that great big old long finger out like that and tell me that I was total depraved. Total. But praise God, he butted in. I was unwilling. And I was unable to come to Christ. But praise God, he butted in and made me willing in the day of his power. I praise God tonight for his divine intervention. He born me again. And so we see in our text there in verse 1 that we were dead in trespasses and in sins. And I needed to be quickened. I needed to be made alive. I needed to be born again. I couldn't move. I couldn't talk. I couldn't confess. I couldn't repent. Until God butted in. And praise God, tonight he butted in and did that very thing. He quickened me. He made me alive. He born me again by the Spirit of God. You're here tonight and lost and never been saved by the grace of God. Maybe you're depending on your good works. Maybe you're depending on your baptism. Maybe you're depending on your church membership. You need God to intervene in your life. You need God to save you by His grace. You know, I inherited that sinful nature from my parents. I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Psalms. Psalms chapter 51. Psalms chapter 51. And verse 5. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Look at the 58th chapter. And verse 3. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. But God butted in. Look in the book of Job. The book of Job, chapter 14. at verse 4. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. But when God butts in, He can. He can. You're not a sinner because you sin. You sin because you're a sinner. Y'all understand that? I'm thankful tonight that God butted in and changed my representative. Jesus Christ now represents me. In fact, He represents all of His elect. I've been accepted in the Beloved. I was completely ruined and spiritually corrupt. We've gotten away from this, you know, what the Bible has to say about this. Look in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 5. Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 5 and 6. Why should ye be stricken anymore? Ye will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick, and the whole heart is faint. From the sole of the foot, even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mortified with ointment. Praise God tonight. He didn't leave me in that condition. He butted in and saved my unworthy soul. Praise God tonight for His sovereign grace. My heart was bad. In fact, it was deceitful and desperately wicked. But when God butts in, He gives you a new one. My mind was bad. Still is. But when God butts in, He changes it. My eyesight was bad. But when God butts in, He gives you new eyes to see. Now you can see the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now you can see how that Christ died, how that He was buried, and how that He arose again the third day for your justification. You could never see that before. I went to church all my life till I got at the age of about 13, 14 when I thought I knew everything. I stopped going to church. And I believed that from an intellectual standpoint. But when God opened my eyes for the first time and showed me how that Christ died and how that He was buried and how that He arose again the third day, it quickened me. I could see for the first time that Jesus Christ died for me personally on the cross of Calvary. It was hid to me. But now God butted in. Now I can see. My hearing was bad. But when He butts in, He unstops the ears. If any man have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. And so, when He butts in, He knows what He's doing. Now, the ears have got to be opened And God opens the ears that you can hear what the Spirit saith. Look in the book of Romans once again. The book of Romans, chapter 3. Romans chapter 3. Let us notice verse 10. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. But praise God, he butted in. There's none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are all together become unprofitable. And there is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues they have used deceit, and the poison of apes is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. But praise God, he butted in. He butted in. Every single one of us were in this condition before we were saved by the grace of God. Every one of us. I was a leper. But praise God, he butted in and made me clean. I was an outcast. But God butted in and brought me in. He healed me. And this all, every bit of it, takes the power of God. Left to yourself, you'll hate everything I've said tonight. But when God butts in, you receive it with joy. Isn't that right? Is this doing anything to you? Huh? Your old heart rejoicing a little bit? Y'all go back to the day the Lord saved you. Y'all there? Well, y'all smiling about it. Everybody smiling, man. Everybody. It'll cause joy. But none of that happened until God butted in. That joy didn't come until God butted in. Now, turn with me to the book of Judges. The book of Judges, chapter 2. Judges, chapter 2. Let us look at verse 17. Through 19. And yet they would not hearken unto their judges, but they went a-whoring after other gods and bowed themselves unto them. And they turned quickly out of the way which their fathers walked in, obeying the commandments of the Lord, but they did not so. And when the Lord raised them up judges, then the Lord was with the judge and delivered them out of the hand of their enemies all the days of the judge. For it repented the Lord because their groanings by reason of them that oppressed them and vexed them. And it came to pass when the judge was dead that they returned and corrupted themselves more than their fathers, in following after other gods, to serve them, and to bow down unto them, and they cease not from their own doings, nor from their stubborn ways. But when God butts in, He subdues us. Every one of us were stubborn sinners. Every one of us were rebellious sinners. But praise God, He butted in and subdued us. Now, turn with me to the book of Psalms again. In Psalms chapter 10. Psalms chapter 10. I'd like to look at verse 4. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all of his thoughts. Every one of us were in that condition. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. Well, that does away with the free willism, doesn't it? God is not in all his thoughts. But when God butts in, he changes that willer. Doesn't he? Hope there ain't any English teachers here tonight. He changes it. He also changes that water. Huh? I was going down that road just as happy as could be. Until God butted in. Gave me new desires. Gave me a will to want to come. Give me a will to want to be saved. The day that I was saved, I wanted to be saved more than anything in the world. You know, I always thought about people going forward in church. I thought, man, I could never do that. You know, I'd never do that. But the day the Lord saved me, never will forget as long as I live. And many of you probably heard my testimony about that. I was saved in a Nazarene church building. The evangelist was there all week long. He preached the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. He did. And there was a young lady that sat in behind me and my wife and my son. I sat toward the back. You know, when you first time you go to church, you always sit in the back. You know, you don't get up in the middle or in the front. You know, you get in the back. And she sat right behind us, and preacher preached and gave the invitation, and she said, "Don't you want to be saved?" And I always said that if somebody did that to me, that'd be the last time I wouldn't go back. Well, we come back the next night. Moved up a couple pews. Looked behind me, and there she was. Preacher preached, gave the invitation. She said, "Don't you want to be saved?" I thought, well, I'll just move on up. Next night, come church, moved on up a few more pews, looked behind me, and there she was again. So the next night I thought, well, I'll get her this time. I moved over on the other side of the building. Looked behind me. There she was. Did that all week long. Sunday morning, I got right down on the second pew. And she didn't know it, but the Lord had already saved me. That preacher preached, gave the invitation, and I shot out of there like a bullet. It's already done. But the Lord did all that changing. And I wanted to be saved more than anything in the world. More than anything. I thought that world, boy, I thought it had a lot to offer to me. Man, after I was saved by the grace of God, I just look back and I see all the heartache that I had and all that mess. But at the time, boy, I just thought I was really having the time. I was really living it up. I thought, boy, this is it. Man, look what these Christians are missing. You know. And I didn't want to miss out on it. And that was brought up, the devil just throw all kinds of things at you, you know. Well, you don't want to be saved. You don't want to be saved now. I got too much to offer to you. Nothing but a bunch of heartache and trouble. But the Lord changed my wither. He changed my wanter. And I wanted to be saved more than anything. May the Holy Spirit of God tonight, by His power, draw some sinner to Himself even now. Back in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. And you hath He quickened who were dead but God butted in. As dead in trespasses and in sins. Where in times past you walked according to the course of this world. But praise God, He butted in and changed my course. According to the prince and the power of the air. Praise God again, He butted in. The spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of the flesh, in the lust, L-U-S-T-S, plural. In the lust of the flesh for fulfilling the desires, the drives of this old flesh. And of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. I was a sinner. I was probably the worst outside of the Apostle Paul. I was the cheapest outside of him. But praise God, He butted in. Changed my course. Gave me a love in my heart to want to love Him and to live for Him and to serve Him. But God, who is rich in mercy. Listen, sinner friend, He has not run out of mercy. He's full of mercy. And the only cry that you have tonight, you're here and lost without Christ. The only cry that you have is, oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Butt in right now in my life. Save me by your grace. He's rich in mercy. You say, oh preacher, I've done too many bad things. Listen, He's still rich in mercy. Oh, Brother Jones, the Lord wouldn't save me. He wouldn't forgive me of all of the sins that I have ever committed. He's still full of mercy. He'll save you right now. He's rich in mercy. For with His great love, wherewith He loved us. He loved me when I was unlovable. I was unlovable. But He butted in. Love me when I was unlovable. I can't imagine that. And my heart just bubbles over to realize that He had always loved me. There was never a time that He didn't love me. He'd always loved me. And He manifested that love to me that day that I was saved by the grace of God and every day since. Now that's what will happen when God butts in. And oh, the trials and the difficulties of life that I've faced even since I've been saved. Many are the trials of God's people. You say, oh, Brother Jones, I thought you would be exempt from those trials and those difficulties of life after you're saved by the grace of God. No, no, no. Well, a short time after I was saved by the grace of God, the Lord called me to preach right away. I was just young in the Lord, and the Lord called me to preach and sent me to Traverse City to pastor a little church up there, church that Brother Bourne pastors today. We were up there a couple years. And I lost my wife in a house fire there. And oh, I thought my life was over. At the time, I didn't hardly know which way to go. Y'all can probably imagine, you can just imagine how you would feel. That happened. But that did happen. And I just thought everything, I just thought the whole world had caved in on me. What are you going to say to a 13-year-old boy that's upstairs laying in the bed? What are you going to say to a little 5-year-old girl? And I had the two kids there. My wife was in the hospital. And I had to go upstairs. The doctor called me on the phone. He didn't call me and tell me to come over to the hospital. He wouldn't see me. He just told me over the hospital, said, your wife has had a cardiac arrest. And I'll never forget walking up those stairs to my son's bedroom and had to tell him. Of course, my daughter did not really fully understand. But I went up there and told him what had happened. But praise God, he butted in. He butted in. Time went on. And let me, I'm going to assure you, you're saved by the grace of God. Don't think for a moment that God won't butt in. He'll butt in. Time went on. And I met my big, tall wife back there. And God butted in again. She had just lost her husband of bone cancer. 25 years old. So we put my two kids together with her two kids together, and all of us were probably a mess at that time. But praise God, he butted in. And we were able to raise 4 children. They're all grown up and married today. But God butted in. We had difficulties in our homes. In our home. But God butted in. And many are the difficulties in your home. But God is not going to leave you alone. He's going to butt in. And he's going to give you that sufficient grace Amen. That you stand in need of Amen. To go through whatever you have to go through with.
Amen, brother.
Whatever it is, he's going to butt in. Many are the difficulties of pastoring a New Testament Baptist church. But praise God, he butts in every single time. Then I had a little trouble with my ticker. Went to the doctor, checked me over. He said, I think you got a blockage. So I went back to him. He run a heart catheterization. He said, you have a 98% blockage in your main artery in the backside of your heart. He said, we're going to have to go in there and try to unplug that. So we went into the operating room and the next day, and several preachers were up there. I don't know how many, 10, 12, I guess. They were all out there praying. The doctor got in there, and he tried once, and he said, well, that's not going to work. He grabbed something else, and it was just like a wire type of thing, and he run it in through there, and a stent is what it was. And he run that second one in there, and he said, it's not going. He said, well, he said, if I don't get it this third time, he said, I'm going to have to take you to open-heart surgery. I says, well, go ahead. I said, there's about 10, 12 preachers out there in the waiting room praying. So he went in there and got it the third time. But God butted in again. Lord, good to us, isn't he? He's not going to leave us to ourselves. Whatever difficulty you have, whatever trial you may have at this present moment, he's not going to leave you to yourself. And when God butts in, he gives you the strength to handle all of these things. But I believe sometimes God butts in, but we refuse his help. We want to handle it ourselves. You're here and saved by the grace of God. He wants the very best for you. And that very best may be a trial right at this present time, right at this present moment that he wants you to go through. You know, the Lord knows what we need in our life. There's things that happen down through the years and in my ministry and in my home and so on. And I never will forget, Sister Harvey told me one time when I was going through a real deep trial. She said, Brother Jones, she said, when this is all over with, she said, you're going to be stronger than ever. And that's true. If you didn't have the present trial that you have this very moment, hard telling where you would be.
That's right.
Think about it.
You're right, brother. Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Amen, brother.
But God.
Yeah.
Butts in. And when he butts in, he knows what he's doing. You know, sometimes we don't think he does. You know, do we? I mean, we have some hard ones. But everything that God has butted in my life has worked out for his honor and for his glory and for my good. Every single time. Never been a time that hasn't been true in my life since I've been saved by the grace of God. Isn't that encouraging? But boy, I tell you what, when you're going through it, when you're going through it, it's hard to see that. So one of these days, he's going to butt in and he's going to take our mates to glory. One of these days, he's going to butt in, and he's going to take our mama, and he's going to take our daddies to glory. One of these days, he's going to butt in, and he's going to take our children to glory. And praise God, one of these days, he's going to butt in and take us all to glory. And I can't leave this one out. When we get backslidden, God butts in. He doesn't leave us there. He doesn't leave you there. You're saved by the grace of God. You can never get away from the Lord. And you can run. And you can run. And you can run. But you can't hide. Huh? Isn't that right? God knows where we're at all the time. And you're saved by the grace of God, you know that He's right on your trail. And you know that. Isn't that right? Aren't you glad He doesn't leave you to yourself? Huh? Every one of us have a tendency to backslide. Maybe some worse than others. Some can get out there pretty far away from the Lord. Some get out there and go to beer gardens and taverns and get on drugs and dope and everything else, every other ungodly thing. You know, David, he never did get away. He never did, you know, get so far down that the Lord didn't know where he was at. He knew exactly where he was at. He confessed his sins, got his heart right with the Lord, got back in fellowship with the Lord. And the Lord used him mightily. You're here tonight, backslidden and away from the Lord. Why don't you come home tonight? Has God butt in this evening? You're here lost without Christ. Has He butted in this evening? He's going to come back one of these days. And receive us unto Himself. Praise God when He butts in.